is the Jose Show. Jose Show.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr. Okay, so folks, it is actually January 1st, 2023. Yes, I'm recording this on a Sunday. It's a Sunday evening at 7:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what's the show going to be what am I talking about on the show tonight? Well, being that it's New Year's, it's 2023. We're going to talk about some New Year's resolutions. Now, I am in the film industry or entertainment industry here in Florida, and so I decided to reach out to some of my fellow actor friends or actor family, and I had a few come back with their New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to tell you how I met them, and then you're going to be listening to their New Year's resolutions. Now, before we get started, I do have something else to tell you at the end, and it was actually pretty exciting, and it happened today, but we'll just say it's about being on the radio. So anyway, let me give you the definition from Wikipedia on New Year's resolution. A New Year's resolution is a tradition most common in the Western world, but also found in the Eastern world, in which a person resolves to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their behavior at the beginning of a calendar year. So actually, that's pretty cool. I know a lot of times I've made New Year's resolutions in the past, and I've never really kept them because it's just one of those, it's like, to me, it's like a promise that you make that you're going to do, and hopefully you stick with it. We have busy lives, and a lot of times it's hard to keep up with stuff that we'd normally have to do. I know for me, my New Year's resolution for this year, I want to show more compassion toward my wife and my children and my grandbaby and toward other people. You know, as you get older, you see the need to be more compassionate to people, to show more love. Because we're in a world now where there's so much hate, and people, you know, sometimes are hurting inside and you don't necessarily see that. And when I mean compassion, you can just say hi to somebody just out of the blue that may be having a bad day or they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And by you acknowledging hello or good morning or good afternoon or good evening, depending on the time that you see them, and it could just be somebody random at a store, at a restaurant, while you're grocery shopping, pumping gas, that sometimes helps them get through the rest of their day. Because, you know, even lately, man, there's been a lot of suicides because nobody sees the signs. And maybe something that you say to them, even if it's hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, that could help them and decide, hey, I don't want to do this. I don't want to commit suicide. Or, you know, if they're having a bad day, wow, you know, they'll go home and tell their family, I just met this guy or this girl, and they said good morning to me, and they asked me how my day was going. So stuff like that, definitely, we just need to have more compassion for people. And that's what I want to do. You know, being in the film industry, I've met a lot of people, and, you know, everybody is really nice. I can't say enough good about everybody because, you know, you feel the love, you feel the camaraderie, for the acting community, because there's all kinds of people in the acting community. And, you know, I genuinely love these people, no matter the age, the gender, or whatever. They're good people, and they're solid people, and they enjoy their craft. And being in this industry for a year, it does take work to be in a film, whether you're behind the scenes or you're in front of the camera. And, you know, just to provide anywhere from 5-minute entertainment to an hour and a half to 2 hours of a movie, it takes time to do stuff like that. So that's why I want to be more passionate about what I do, my hobby, to my neighbors, to my friends. And another goal for me, or New Year's resolution, is I definitely need to lose weight. Weight is not good, especially when you have, you know, kind of health issues, blood pressure and diabetes and stuff like that. So it's not good. Definitely, that is my goal. Another goal, I'd like to read the Bible more. I don't read the Bible like I should. And, you know, I don't want to do religion or politics on my show unless a guest brings it up. But for me, I want to read the Bible more. And then I think another New Year's resolution is I want to start reading. I know my station manager at Turf's Up Radio, Russell Owens, he reads like tons of books a year, and I may read tons of books in 50 years. So he kind of got me in the habit of starting to read. Now, I don't read books as fast as he does, but, you know, I want to sharpen my mind a little bit, because a lot of times if you just sit here and sit like a lump on a log and you don't exercise your mind, well, your mind goes to mush. And it's true, you know, I do experience that sometimes. A lot of times when you hear me talk, I may stop to think. It's just because just the way my mind is. So I want to start reading more. I may not be able to read a book a day. So far last year, I read 1.5 books. I'm finishing that other half of the book. I have some books on my Kindle, and I have some actual physical books that I can actually pick up. So that's my goal that I want to read. And, you know, I do want to get closer to the Lord. I was brought up in a Christian home, and, you know, I do want to get more into God. And so basically, that's my New Year's resolution. You know, if you decide to make New Year's resolution, whether you want to stop smoking, don't drink as much. You know, if you got to smoke, drink, and all that stuff, just do it in moderation. I mean, do it in moderation. I mean, you don't want to get lung cancer or make your liver quiver from the alcohol, or if you want to read more, or you want to love your family more, or, you know, you want to do things around the house more, or just whatever. You want to volunteer, you know, at your local church, a hospital, or, you know, you want to volunteer at your child's school or whatever. Do that and just make that your New Year's resolution, and, you know, try to stay on top of it. I know it's hard. It's hard because we've got busy lives. We have to work, eat, sleep, and whatever else we got to do. So it does take time, and it does, but it takes just patience. So plow through this. Okay. So excuse me, my sinuses are bothering me a little bit. So the first person, that I'm going to talk about is Linda N. Brown. She is my friend, and I met Linda at the beginning of January of 2022. We were both extras in a film called Ghost Trader by JC Films, and that's how we met. And ever since that day, we've been in several films throughout the year. We talk every once in a while on the phone, or we'll see each other on set. And she's a good lady. She has a heart of gold. And so we're going to go ahead and let me get over to her sound bite. And that way you can listen to her. Her name is Linda M. Brown. And at the end of the show, in the show notes, I'll put her IMDb up, so that way you can see what she's been doing. All right, without further ado, here is Linda Brown.
Hello, my name is Linda Brown, and I'm joining you on the Jose Ralden podcast show. I'm retired federal straight, but I stay plenty busy with acting and modeling. As this year wraps up, I thought it might be nice to share some resolutions or maybe some things I'm working through personally. Perhaps they might personate with you too. Comparison is the thief of joy, and a comparison doesn't merely have to refer to a person, but also the average one, the norm. My money and time are not mine. I cannot take either when I leave God's green earth for greener pasture. Both just pass through my hands, life, for the benefit of myself and others. There is no alternate reality or alternate life apart from the one I am living. The life I had is sacred and purposeful. I must live it wisely and enjoy it. Only I can control the outlook I have on life. A negative or demeanor helps no one. It's okay to ask for help. I make amends and forgive. To hold a grudge is to live in the past. Attempt to always resolve a hostile situation if you have the power to. Realize that I cannot fix or save anyone. Only God can. A strong want or desire is often a sign that my current situation blessings is or are taken for granted. Sometimes the answer to a prayer is not yet. That is still an answer, but a hard one to accept. A new year is essentially meaningless. The only meaning is decided in my mind. If I decide this year is bad, it will be. But if I enter with positivity, then it won't be. So, to everyone out there, I wish you a very happy, blessed, and safe new year. Thank you.
Wow, very well said. Yeah, we need to have positively in our life. I can't even say that right. We need to be positive in our everyday living. You know, being positive, to me, and this is my opinion only, has a better effect on your life than being negative. We don't need to worry. We need to resolve resolutions. If there's any strife, we need to resolve that. Only we can change ourselves. Now, if you believe in prayer and the power of God, then, you know, pray to God and ask him to help you. But, you know, you alone are the only one that can change the outcome of your life. And I appreciate Linda. To me, that's like a proverb. I appreciate her for sending in her audio. Like I said, she's a very great lady. My wife refers to her as my movie wife or acting wife because we're in several films together. So it's like we see each other all the time. And Linda is a good person. And, you know, I'm glad to have met her. And I'm sure we're going to be in many films down the road. And definitely I appreciate her for sending in her audio. Now, the next person I met, we was on the set of Losing to Win, which is also a JC film, and her name is Angie Rodriguez Espinol. Hopefully I said that right. Angie is a very good behind-the-scenes photographer. Her and her husband are very great people, and I enjoyed hanging out with them on the set of Losing to Win, which is a JC film that starred Dean Cain. And she sent in a little audio, and I want to thank her for doing that. And so I'm going to go ahead and play her audio now.
My name is Angela Espinal. I am an actress / singer / behind the scenes photographer, which I help Jose with a few films taking pictures. I'm also a producer assistant. The film that I work that was most known was Losing to Win. I was the wife of one of the lead actors, and I had a few scenes with them. Also, I was on The Waving Man as an extra. I did have a speaking part. And my New Year's resolution would be, I guess, to be a better person, a better Christian. I want to get involved in more Christian films. I only do Christian films and Christian music. And I want to be more involved. I want to show the love of God out there to people. I want people to see how God loves them. And I want people to understand that God wants them to be saved. And that's the message I want to take out there. I want to take a message of love and redemption and to people that they can understand that God loves them and they can be led to him by the movies and my music. I'm also recording a single. That's also one of my New Year's resolutions, recording a Christian single in Spanish. So I'm praying for that. And God bless you guys. Hope you have a blessed, wonderful New Year's.
That was really good. Angie, she is a very nice lady. Her husband is nice. She firmly believes in God, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. She is firm to her faith, and I praise her for that. She is a devoted Christian. Her and her husband and family are, and I'm glad to have met them both on the film set. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and you're listening to The Jose Show on Turfs Up Radio.
Hey everybody, Wayne Vohs, the Prophet, your host of Prophet Time here on Turfs Up Radio. If you listen to my show, you know I'm all about profit. As an industry, profit is something we fail to meet most of the time. If you're working hard but not seeing the results that you deserve, Profits Unlimited is here to help. We offer processes and systems designed specifically to make your company more successful, more profitable, and certainly more efficient. When you're ready to take your company to the next level, reach out to me at profitsareus.com. That's profitsareus.com. And don't forget to turn into Profit Time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m.
And welcome back to The Jose Show. I am your host, Jose Roldan Jr., and we're talking about New Year's resolution. And then after that, I have a little happy dance to tell you about. I can't think of the words to say, but all right. So our next guest that's going to be on the show, or their voice, actually, her name is Terry Kotcher, and I met her and her daughter back in, I want to say March, late February, early March, in Parrish, Florida, on the set of William Cain, The Hanging of William Cain, excuse me. And it's a Western-themed movie, and it's actually pretty good. I am in it as well. So is her daughter. And if you've ever been in a Western, it's actually pretty neat because basically everybody is dressed with Western stuff, you know, boots, hats, guns, chaps, all that stuff. You know, we got sheriffs and we got stagecoaches and horses. So it's pretty neat if you've never been on a film set that is portraying a Western. I'm very happy to be in a Western. Now, I didn't have a speaking part. I was more of a background, but still, you saw me quite a bit. And this is the film that I actually took a tumble as we were setting up the scene. And when they yelled action, we had to run. And, you know, I'm a little butterball guy. And I started running and I tripped on my feet. And everybody laughed, but it was actually pretty cool. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play. Let me get her audio here. We're going to play the audio for Terry Kotcher.
Hi, my name is Terry Kotcher. I'm an extra. I have been an extra in many shows, including Dry Creek, the TV series, where I drove buggies and wagons through town. Wild Bill Hickok's Swift Justice was my biggest. I'm also in The Hanging of William Kane and a new series called Velvet Hammer. My New Year's resolution is to serve God with all my heart, lose weight, and get my book made into a movie. Woohoo!
All right, I appreciate Terry for sending that audio to me. So, yeah, she was in a movie with Lee Majors, actually, and that is actually pretty cool. So Dry Creek is a like a Western town or village, whatever, in Parrish, Florida, owned by Les McDowell. And over the years, lots of film companies have gone there and used that Western town to film their movies or TV series. Now, right now, Les McDowell is actually repairing it because when we had the hurricane go through, it did some damage. So he's actually repairing the city. So that way, you know, he can get it ready for any TV series or movie that wants to shoot there. So anyway, that's pretty cool. So being in a Western is pretty cool. So if you ever get a chance to be in a Western, do it. You would love it. All right, so the next actress that we have, I met her on the set of Seven Roses, and she was actually played the part of a waitress, and she was one of the actresses that played Rose in the movie Seven Roses, which happens to be about a serial killer that goes after women by the name of Rose, and there's seven women. So anyway, but she was in the pizza scene. I didn't get to see her other scene because I had some other stuff I had to do, but that's how I met her at the pizzeria in Lakeland, Florida, and her name is Monica Sols, and we're going to go ahead and play her audio, and I appreciate her sending in audio as well.
I am Monica Sols. I'm an actor in the Tampa Bay area. I've been in many productions this year in 2022. I've been very fortunate to meet tons of amazing people. I've been in Bobby Washington's Seven Roses, Tom Swift's Seventh Heaven, Uncivil War, America Divided, and the newest and the latest one we just wrapped with Kelly Weaver is A Somber End. All these productions have been a blast. I have productions already coming up in the next couple of weeks after the 1st of January. But my New Year's resolution would be continuing to network and to meet the more wonderful people in the acting community. I'm always growing and learning from others. It's quite amazing. There are so many talented people here and with wonderful hearts too. I love each and every one of them. And another thing is I'd like to become more organized. I just bought a home and everything is in boxes and in corners of my home. And I really need to get the motivation, stop the procrastination, and just get the job done. But enough of me. Happy New Year, everyone. And let's make 2023 awesome.
Cool. Thank you, Monica. I agree. I need to get more organized as well because, you know, here I moved back to where I'm living now a year and a half ago. And here in my studio, I still have boxes that need to be unpacked. So definitely more organization for me. And Monica's right too. How you get some of these films, you start networking with people and, you know, before you know it, this actor, this director says, "Hey, have you ever worked with so-and-so?" And yeah, they're pretty good. Okay, so we're going to, you know, call them up and see if they want to be in our film. So networking is really the key. And there is a great camaraderie in the acting community. Now, you know, one thing I will say, if you decide to get into the acting community, you can find a lot of this on Facebook in your area. Since I live in the Tampa Bay area, Zephyr Hills, Florida, Lakeland, there's tons of acting. So I suggest that you go on to Facebook, look for acting communities in your area, and when you see an audition, go for it. If you put in for it and you don't get it, don't give up, because I've done it before. I put in some auditions and I didn't get it. That's fine. You know, at least you made the attempt. But once you land a role, man, put your whole heart and soul into it. And one thing I will recommend, if you get a part in a movie or a TV series or a short, make sure you follow through, because a lot of times if you get a part and you decide that you don't want to do it later on, you throw the whole movie into shambles, because then they got to scramble to find somebody else, and guaranteed you will never work with that director or whoever casted you ever again, because they don't want to have the liability of casting you in something else and then you back out again. The only way that you could technically back out, you know, you have a death in the family, you know, you got in an accident or something like that. That would be the only logical, or you're really sick or you got COVID. That's understandable, but just to decide at the last moment, hey, I don't want to do it, probably not a good idea. All right. So the last person that we're going to have on the show, and thank you, Monica, once again, is Victor Hudgens. I met Victor online. He's friends with a couple people that I'm friends with here in Florida. And he's friends with Dennis Mallon, which is a veteran actor, stage and screen, and my friend David Sumi, who is a comic book artist. So I've never met him in person, but I've talked to him on the phone, and we talk on Facebook Messenger. He is a YouTuber, and he loves to play games. And we're going to go ahead and listen to his audio, and you can hear what he has to say.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Victor. I'm a content creator on YouTube. The title to find me on there is going to be at BlackPhoenix2093. My most popular video is going to be in my short section and called titled Bye Bye. And I got quite a few of them at 1.8, but the one called Bye Bye is my favorite. Please go watch. It's funny. Especially if you are a first-person shooter gamer, you'll love it. Anyways, so now leading into my New Year's resolution, I actually want to work harder at putting my voice out there more and dive deeper into the voice acting community, because it's just honestly just, you know, been a huge dream of mine. And quite frankly, I feel like I've just been really lazy with myself. So I'm going to make it my resolution to actually pretty much, you know, crack down on myself and actually put in more work and more time and more effort and get myself out there more and just, you know, pretty much work on not being scared anymore. Because I think honestly, I'm just terrified. I really am, going to be honest. And honestly, I need to get over my fears of that. And I'm going to pretty much do that this year. That's going to be my resolution of just working on not being scared anymore and just going to go for it. You know what I mean? Take that leap of faith and just run with it and see where it takes me. And honestly, I can feel that once I get over that, it's going to take me to amazing places. So that's my New Year's resolution, is conquering my fears. And yeah. So anyways, thank you so much for listening, guys. Much appreciated. And well, hope you guys have a great New Year's yourself. And well, I'll see you guys around. Much love, and y'all have a good one. And happy 2023.
All right. So I want to thank Victor for saying that. And Victor, definitely, I know what you mean, having fear when you're in front of the camera or anything. I know when the first movie that I was in, Ghost Rider, I was just a background actor. I'd had no speaking part, and I was nervous, but I wasn't that nervous because I wasn't speaking. But I have had speaking roles, and let me tell you, when you don't know the people around you because you just met them that day on set, you do get butterflies in your stomach. You start sweating. You may forget your lines. So I understand. Am I over that? I don't know. It just depends. Even though I know some of the people now, sometimes I do get nervous because you do forget your lines. It's just natural. A lot of times we have our sides with us. Well, a side is like a sheet of paper with our lines on it. So will I ever get over being nervous? Probably not, but it's not as bad now, especially when you know the people. You feel more comfortable. And even some of the most seasoned actors flub up from time to time. That just happens. That's part of life. And for me, I love doing it. And Victor, you have a very good voice. Before I let everybody go, I want to thank Victor, Linda, Angie, Terry, and Monica for being on the show today. I know they weren't live, but I appreciate them sending in audio. And I wish I would have done it earlier, a couple of weeks ago. I probably would have gotten more audio from more of the acting community. But I'm sometimes late and I procrastinate. And that's one of the things also I need to take care of. But today I got to be live on Super Q 106.7 FM and 1300 AM here in Tampa, Florida, and that was a radio station, and it's a Latino radio station, and we got to be on it. We played some music, and even though I'm half Spanish and the whole show was in Spanish, I talked in English, and it was just pretty neat. We were talking about the TV movie, or the movie Seven Roses that all of us was in. Was me, Jesus, Jasmine, Jose Batista, and Jonathan Montes. We're part of the Spanish community, and we were in this film, and it was just a blessing and honor to actually be on a terrestrial radio station. Even though I'm on Turfs Up Radio, it's different when you go into a studio and you get to meet the host, Ellie, and so I really enjoyed that. And but I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. I wish everybody a happy new year. Hopefully your resolutions stay strong. And remember, just take care of your family, love your fellow man, and just enjoy life, because you only have one life. Once it's over, you never get it back. Definitely, life is something that we take for granted, and we just need to just continue with our lives. Love every moment of it. All right, folks, you're listening to Jose on The Jose Show. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Hey, this is Bruce Lipsky. You're listening to The Jose Show.
Here we go. Are you ready for this?
Thanks for listening to The Jose Show. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And see you next time on The Jose Show.